Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
You know, on Tuesdays, we play tennis, and that's my little victory. I got my skirt on. I'm ready to go, everybody.
I see you got your hair pulled back.
I got my hair pulled back. I'm ready for tennis.
Tennis ponytail. Show me the tennis bracelet. I know you're wearing it.
No, I'm not.
The Apple Watch counts.
And I have a tennis bracelet from my sister's wedding. That's even funnier.
Missed opportunities.
No, but it is Tennis Tuesday. I think I'm in my fifth week of tennis, but I signed up for six more weeks. So
it's a long time.
Well, it was only 6 weeks, and now I signed up for six more. So I am now involved in tennis on Tuesdays until the holidays, everybody.
Look at you.
I'm very excited.
You go,
so
girl.
It's my new hobby. Thanks, DZ. What's your little victory?
I'm with you. Honestly, waking up every morning and seeing the change in the house from, you know, having ripped out
the... I thought you were going to say the leaves.
No. Nope, not the leaves. Let me finish.
You're like, waking up every day and seeing the change in...
Nope.
The house.
The house. Inside the house.
Yeah.
From ripping out that carpet and tearing out that wall, it's like, oh my God, it's glorious. Even though there's studs, walls, whatnot exposed, it just looks and feels so much better. Now the next move is going to be getting it done.
Yeah.
Right? Now, we ain't waiting no 6 months to get that work done. I'll tell you that.
Missed it yesterday. DZ talked about this weekend they got a new roof, mm-hmm. and they redid the... They took the carpet up and got their hardwoods back, and you knocked down a whole wall.
Whole wall.
Which then opened up your kitchen into your living room, which changed your entire house.
Oh, the amount of sunlight, the east to west sunlight exposure.
Oh, my God.
There was missed opportunities.
You know you're old when you're happy the sun's coming in from a different direction.
Oh, for real. So it's like just seeing it feels refreshing, bro. And it's like, nice. This feels more and more like our home, and little by little. So once we can get it actually like the wall finished up and everything beautifully
envisioned,
done.
Once
the vision comes completely true and finished and comes to fruition. Oh, but the little victory is that it feels refreshing and it's a nice feeling to wake up to.
Yeah, it's nice to rearrange your furniture or move your space. So I get that. You wake up, it's like a new house.
And then you knock down a wall and you feel even better.
I love that for you guys. I can't wait to come see it.
Thank you, bro.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
Well, little victories. And coming up next, we have the question of the day.
What's the question?
It's a secret. You're going to have to wait for it. You're going to have to wait. But reminder, today on the show, we do have more tickets. We're sending you to The Hill Has Eyes because we like to make it spooky, a haunted house tickets. And we're also sending you to see Cirque du Soleil, Twas the Night, which is a Christmas thing. And I cannot believe we're talking about Christmas.
Well,
but here we are.
Tis the spooky season and Twas the Night's on the way. So you know.
Fine. Well, we are going to discuss our costumes on the show today.
We got to.
We
I got
have
ideas.
To. Well, good, because I don't, and I need them.
No, I got ideas.
So please, Lord,
we need
help.
A whole gang costume.
We need a lot.
Yeah.
Immediately. Okay. It's going to be a great show, everybody. I listened to Taylor Swift's album again yesterday.
Of course you did. Duh.
I Kiss FM.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so we always have a question of the day. It's 6:30 on this show. Are you ready for today's DZ?
Yeah, I am.
What was your favorite job growing up? Go.
Oh.
414-533-1037. You know, I worked at a clothing store. I worked at a Gadzooks. Remember those?
Ooh, the some people don't.
Dude, that was my first job.
Gadzooks?
Was I actually got a job in the mall, and I couldn't believe they hired me. It was brand new. It was opening, and I went in there, and I was like, I'm cool enough to work here? Okay, cool, because I was like 16.
That's like working at a Hot Topic.
It's like getting
Spencer's.
A job at a Hot Topic at 16, because it was brand new, and
that's lit.
I can work
Zoomies
here?
Zoomies even? You're like, whoa, me?
Funny, I didn't even like fashion, the irony in that. But I worked at a Gadzooks. Not my favorite job, though.
No?
You know what my favorite job was?
It had to have been. I don't know, because you started so gassed on Gads.
It wasn't Gadzooks. It wasn't the drive-thru at Hardee's, even though I love being busy and can charge. I like doing the drive-thru because it's like I'm running
Boom, boom, boom. Drop the fries. Flip the burger.
Yeah, keep it going. I like being in charge. Yerp. But it wasn't that either.
What was it?
It was writing obituaries for the newspaper because I got so good at it.
What? Ain't no way.
I told you about that in college. It was
I
one
remember
of my jobs.
You saying you wrote obits, but you never said it was your favorite.
I dipped into TV. I dipped into radio. I dipped into newspaper, journalism, like all of them so that I could have a well-rounded career. I didn't need it, but I wrote obituaries, and it was crazy.
You got a hidden talent.
I do. Thank you very much.
That's crazy. You could
write
obituaries.
Would you like me to write yours?
Nah.
Because I will.
I'm scared of what you say.
He was a nice man who opened up his family's home.
See, you already started it wrong.
He pulled up the carpet like no man I've ever seen and got the hardwood floors going at his house. His wife loved him.
Yo, your favorite job was obituaries?
I think so, because, it was it was fun. I got to sit there and hang out with certain people in a newsroom.
Dead people?
No.
You didn't examine the body to get to know him better?
Sitting at a desk typing and talking to people all day. Like, come on, that was fun.
Wait, so what kind of information would you get? Like, because you got to obviously know something, get things, have a feel for it.
The funeral home always sent him over. They sent them. It was part of their service. Like, I learned so much about the death industry I didn't need to know. The funeral home would send them over for the family.
Okay.
And then I would have all the details, and either they would write it or I would write it. And there was like a template. So I would know how they would go. I would know
survived by family.
If they had, there was like a
anything
format.
Anything they wanted to include, basically.
It was a format, and I just had to format.
Wow.
I was a writer for people that already wrote. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I was an editor.
That's still cool, though.
So that was what I did when I wrote obituaries for the Southern Illinoisan in 1998.
So you the Saluki.
The Saluki Press. It wasn't even affiliated with the university.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, not important. So wait, did you say what your favorite job was?
No,
or did
I
go off on a tangent?
I was
there?
So wrapped up into yours. Dog.
What's yours?
I had so many questions. Man. Yeah. I had a few jobs growing up, and a few jobs that I would consider like fun, right? I worked as a caddy from when I was like 12 years old until I graduated high school.
That's why you're so good at golf.
Nah, I'm not going to say I'm good at golf, but that's why I understand golf.
Whatever,
I understand the game.
Uh-huh.
I worked as an infield MC for the Lake County Fielders, the failed Kevin Costner-owned baseball team.
I didn't even know he owned a team, by the
way. Oh, yeah, nobody knew.
Are you going to say that?
Well, no.
No, that not that one
nope,
either?
Nope.
What was it?
My favorite job.
What?
Can't believe I'm going to say this.
Say Kiss FM is a street person.
Nope.
On our street team. No?
I did that. I did that too. That was a very fun job.
That's
I had
fun.
A blast. My favorite job was when I was a stalker at the commissary.
See, it's always something random that we like doing.
The military commissary, and I'll tell you why.
It was
challenging. It was rewarding. We got paid per item, so it made me want to like go.
You got paid to sell.
I got paid to stock. I was a stalker, but the way it worked out, it was like, hey, the more you stalk, the more you get paid.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, all right, that makes sense.
I'm going to work hard.
17-year-old me and my friends were like, yeah, that makes sense. The more you stalk, the more you get paid.
Motivational right there to make more money.
We broke a lot of baby food. I'm sorry, Gerber. We were heavy-handed and trying to just fly through it.
Hey,
but
it
was fun. And I worked with some homies, too. Shout out to my guy, Cody Chelstort, man. I don't know what he's doing nowadays, but he's cooling, big.
Where is
cooling.
This place at?
The Navy Commissary over in Lake Bluff.
Okay, because I was like, where is this commissary?
Right
and
across
what
the
are
border.
They doing? So you would stock it. Okay, so I wrote obituaries.
Yep.
You stocked the commissary.
Yep.
And we're talking about your favorite job you had growing up. Let's go to 6 real quick. I'm going to open the text as well. 414-533-1037. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Julia from Franklin.
Julia! All right, girl,
good
tell us.
Good morning!
Good morning! What was your favorite job growing up?
Okay, so I kind of have two. So I worked at, when I was a sophomore and junior in high school, I worked as a sterilization tech in an orthodontist office.
Random jinx!
Double jinx!
You suck. Go on.
Because the orthodontist who ran her own clinic, I babysat for her when I was like younger, and she's like, "Hey, do you want like a,
nice.
Like,
a real job?"
Well, she trusted you.
Yep.
Yeah, she trusted you.
She knew you. Yeah, exactly.
So that was kind of fun because I got to wear scrubs and you know,
official.
And
she thought she was a doctor all of a sudden.
She got plenty of questions, and she was like,
"I'm not actually."
The best.
Yeah. Cool. That's awesome.
And then I did work at Baskin Robbins, which definitely had its perks.
Free ice
cream. Yeah. Did you gain weight or did you actually
No, I maintained it just like little samples here and there. And my scooping arm, my right arm, actually got stronger.
Big buff. She said, dang, you'd be surprised how much pressure you need to get that ice cream out.
Well, then I have one more question, Julia. What's the best flavor at Baskin Robbins? Go.
Oh, boy. There's a few.
The best.
You put her on the spot.
Yep, go.
Okay, there's this really like niche one called Baseball Nut, and that one is so good.
And the irony that we're in October.
So topical.
I thought it was fitting.
Baseball Nut. Well, you know, Baskin Robbins just merged with, who did they merge with? And I saw, I didn't realize it had merged with what? Taco Bell or somebody?
Taco Bell.
It was something random. Ooh. Where did I just see the new Baskin Robbins?
I mean, they're already with Dunkin', so.
Maybe. Oh, Dunkin', thank you.
Okay, I was going to say, we got new merger.
I got so.
No. I think you're right on the Dunkin' Baskin Robbins. I've seen
it's
those merged.
I keep seeing them pop up, and I was like, wait a second. Anyway, we're off topic. Okay, thanks for calling, Julia.
Yeah, fun jobs.
Yeah, have a great day, guys.
You too. Much love.
Jinx.
Bye.
All right, I got you again. All right, so we're talking about your favorite jobs growing up. Daryl and Racine said, my favorite job was security at Bass Pro Shops.
I did like working security, you know, roughing people up.
He said, watching what some of these people do is crazy. There was a guy once that took a dump.
Okay.
No.
Okay. All right, Daryl.
I don't even want to know anymore, Daryl. Actually, I'm checking out.
Daryl, you're done.
Oh my God, he went to the bathroom in a tent. No! We'll talk to you next. What's your favorite job growing up? Ugh.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, we're talking about your favorite jobs growing up. I said mine was writing obituaries for the newspaper. DZ said his was
stocking shelves at the commissary, the Navy base commissary. Shout out Grandma Irene for giving me that job.
Well, Melissa in Kenosha said she, the Bristol Renaissance Fair, she sold costumes.
Whoa,
fun.
That's a dope job.
Ooh, somebody else said, I worked at a resort when I was 16. I ran room service and made good cash tips and met so many funny people. Alpine Valley had a lot of concerts back then, and I met a lot of the band members, even Jimmy Buffett and Aerosmith. Nice!
You met Jimmy?
Hell yeah!
Nice.
Let's go to the phones.
And Steven Tyler. No, that's actually dope. No, good for you, bro. Good for you.
That's amazing. All right, let's go to Nick in Waukesha. We'll start with him. He's got his own theme song from calling 5 days in a row.
Welcome to Miami.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, guys.
What was your favorite job growing up?
Well, I was going to say one thing, but then DZ said something about the commissary, so that I had to say my military experience. Oh. I was growing up, I was 18, you know?
Fresh 18, and you hopped in the military, man. They got you.
That was your favorite job? Didn't they make you, like, get on a schedule?
It was a lot of fun after basic training, and, you know, it was actually pretty cool. I mean, like, we actually got to do a lot of things that I never got to do when I was, you know, when I was younger. So, I mean... Yeah. The big camping trips, you know, like we would go out to the field, we would do training and stuff. I always viewed it as a big camping trip.
Yeah, you viewed it as an experience, man, and you dipped into it. You actually, like, bought in and you made it what it was worth.
It's enjoyable
for you.
It should be enjoyable if you're going to do it. You should want to do it.
Pass the time how you mentally set yourself up to. Yeah.
Camping trip.
I learned how to be a mechanic. So, I mean, like a professional mechanic. So, I thought that was kind of cool.
You learned skills. You felt like you were camping and you got to be in the military and you got to serve our country. Well, thanks for serving, Nick.
Yeah, seriously.
No problem. Hey, and I remember you told us about that, about your favorite job back when you were growing up. I remember you telling us about that before.
You remember?
When we talked about her being an obituary
writer?
You
remember that?
Yeah. I remember that.
Isn't that weird that I wrote obituaries?
That is so cool. Like, I think that's pretty cool. Like, you get to actually get to, like, you know, like, learn things about people, you know?
Yeah, it's one of those jobs that I'll never forget most people will never experience that was so random. Because I'll tell you, Nick, I remember I was just a kid looking for things to add on my resume, you know, for media. Honestly, I saw there was an opening at the newspaper. I didn't know what it was for. You know, I went in and I said, you need a part-timer to write
for
stuff?
What? Sure.
Sure, I'm 19. Yep. They were like, you're writing obits. I'm like, huh? Excuse me?
Bruh.
All right, received.
Sounds good.
Done.
I'm in. It somehow aligned and related. It's like when I took that job at the rave, not related to obituaries whatsoever, but I was like, it's music. I'm around people. I got to run for some really cool artists doing artist relations, and I was like, "Is it my favorite job?" No, but it was aligned.
It was fun. Yeah.
Nah,
all right.
I mean, it's always cool that you get to learn. You get to apply for a job, but then you don't get to know the full extent of it. But
until
then when you do, it's like, man.
And then you're in it. Wow. You're like, wow, valuable stuff here.
Or somebody like us tells you about it. All right, Nick. Thanks for calling. Love you.
Love you too, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Lori from Cedarburg texted in and said working security at Summerfest, but she got to see. Kenny Chesney, Earth, Wind & Fire, Kid Rock, and more. Nice.
I see. Lori working security is probably a dangerous game right there.
Yes.
She ain't nothing to mess with.
Ooh, whoever texted in, my favorite job was Culver's, hanging out with all my friends and taking home gallons of custard each night. Yes.
Gallons. Gallons on gallons.
Cannot,
I don't blame you.
You can't mess up with that one.
You know what? Give me a job
right?
at Culver's.
Let's go to Ashley in Germantown, see what her favorite job was growing up. Hi, Ashley.
Morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. What was it, your favorite job?
So I used to be a correctional officer, and we were contracted with the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office to go pick up dead bodies
from
Milwaukee County and bring them back to the ME's office.
I figured.
That was your favorite?
That was
Are
favorite?
You kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Wait. See, you're kidding.
Why was it your favorite? We got it.
Why would you want to go find... That is... I mean, I wrote obits. I didn't actually interact with these dead people. I mean, this is wild.
You guys were coworkers, technically, though.
Stop it.
Well, I'm a true crime nut, and I love...
there it is.
Seeing... the different situations, and I guess.
Yeah, that triggers that itch, that ooh, yeah.
Listen, if you like it and it's not going to traumatize you, then go for it, because it would traumatize me to drive around picking up dead bodies. Like, the fact that it was cool, I'm like, huh?
She got paid very well for it.
I don't care what you're paying. I'm going to be paying for that in therapy. Forget y'all. Crazy, Ashley.
Yo.
Goodbye.
We appreciate you, Ashley. Have a good week.
Everything's going right back into the mental health system with that job. Are you kidding me?
You're
so
right.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yo,
unless you're Ashley, sick ass.
Stone cold like Ashley, bro. She said,
I love getting dead bodies. What?
It was lit. I mean, she had nothing to do with it, and if it triggers that little nerd itch for her, go ahead, girl. Do your thing, Ashley.
Last but not least, let's go to Megan in Waukesha this morning. Hey, Megan.
Good morning, Megan.
Hey, how are you guys?
Oh, I was fine though. The girl called in and said she loves going to get dead bodies. It was her favorite job. What the hell?
Oh,
this is not Dateline. This is not Dateline.
Not my code of health care. No, thank you.
Hey, hold on. I got to breathe. Chill out, please.
It's so crazy that
please
she
stop.
Said that.
Yo. Oh, God. I'm too sore for this. Hold on.
Oh,
I'm not going to start sweating.
Right,
nope.
Megan.
Megan. Good morning.
What was your favorite job growing up?
So mine
working with dead bodies.
Thank God.
Shout out Megan and shout out Ashley, dog. She was a trooper for saying that 10 toes, for real.
God,
though.
But anyway.
Go ahead, Megan. Yeah.
So my favorite job was, I worked at JCPenney. I worked at JCPenney.
Yeah.
And the only reason why is because I didn't really do anything on the job there. I just went shopping.
Yes.
What was the discount like? What was the percent? Talk percent.
We had like 25% off. Ooh. So yeah, but the best part was I worked in the shoe department.
Ooh. So you really didn't see anyone. You didn't do a thing. Because I've been to JCPenney or Brookfield Square, and there's one person working the register, and that's it.
And Steve Madden was her best friend.
I worked at the Brookfield location. Yeah. Literally, I would try on shoes.
Let me tell you something.
All day.
It's still open. It's still dead, and it's my secret spot for dresses because nobody's ever in there, and they're all marked down always.
Really?
Always.
I'm going to have to go there and do some damage there.
I can't even believe it's open, but I support it because I love going there.
Hey,
all right.
Hey, you know what? Pro tip.
Thanks, Megan.
Bye.
Man.
Wow.
Can't get over the girl who said her favorite job was walking around or driving around getting dead bodies for the medical examiner.
I mean, she was a correctional officer. She's already seen some crazy things, had some crazy things happen. You know what? At this rate, make your money and enjoy your job. Ain't nobody going to tell you otherwise.
True
yo.
That. Wait, whoever said I was a lighthouse service technician in the Coast Guard.
Did you live in the lighthouse?
Alicia in Oak Creek. That's amazing.
Oh, that's a good job. No pun intended.
Whoever texted in, I was the professional gift wrapper for Marshalls, I need you. Call me.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, I love it that you guys have texted in your favorite jobs, but we're moving on, okay? It's What Would DZ Do time now.
You're done with the jobs.
We're done, absolutely. So today, you're going to give advice to someone who can't decide if they should press charges for stealing?
Correct.
Ah, another one of these. Mm-hmm. Why do we have so many thieves on What Would DZ Do?
I don't know, actually.
It's a constant issue.
It's an inspiration, right?
Okay,
you hear one and people go, boom, send another one. And you know what? Keep sending your problems.
Like, oh, and another thing.
You know, hit me up, DZ, the letter DZ, at 1037kissfm.com if you've got a little situation you want some advice on.
All right, so what's the story today?
It says, Allie and DZ, so a few months ago, my car was stolen. It was taken for a joyride.
Damn.
And subsequently abandoned. Fortunately, the car wasn't totaled or severely damaged despite being involved in an accident. Mm-hmm. Last week, the police department contacted me and informed me that the fingerprints from my steering column matched those of a 16-year-old suspect from a recent theft. After some investigation of my own, I'm fairly certain the teenager's parents are not in the picture and he lived with various relatives. All right? He says, it's surprising what information you can find about somebody online with just a person's name.
Oh, do you know?
Which, they're
dude,
not wrong. You can find a lot about
my
somebody.
My sister the other day said, can you send me our other sister's address? Because we were going to send her something.
Okay.
And all I did was Google my sister.
Yeah.
And I knew exactly.
Boom, 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 boom,
and
boom.
I found it all. And I go, you know, it's not that hard to find your own family's address anymore.
And it'll say relatives.
And
it'll connect people.
You can find out who they've lived with. You can find out the ages of the people in their house. It is crazy.
I can almost bet that's exactly what happened here.
Yeah.
Right? You know, they Google one thing and then down the rabbit hole they go and find out a whole lot about somebody's life.
Totally.
So now I'm faced with the decision whether I press charges or drop the whole thing. I'm truly stuck. Do I press charges on the principal or do I let it go, considering my insurance has already covered the damages and the family is likely not to be able to afford to pay anyway?
That's not your problem.
I get that.
You can't be thinking about, well, they can't afford to fix something or pay for whatever because you didn't commit the crime, they did.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So I get wanting to give someone grace, but I'm also like, that's not on you, man.
I know.
It's not on you.
I know what you mean.
How's someone going to take a car and then have no consequences? Like, that's ridiculous.
No, yeah.
No, there needs to be consequences. So I don't know.
I'll call it what it is. They got Kia Boyd. You know what I'm saying? You know, Kia Girl, whatever you want to call it. They got Kia Got. And thankfully, it wasn't worse. You've seen some of the videos. I mean, I feel like it's ramped down, but you just never know. People will take cars. It's a tale as old as time. People have taken cars for joyrides for decades, centuries at this point.
Haven't you seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Thank you. Exhibit A. Bueller.
Right now, all the kids are like, no,
Bueller,
we have not.
Meanwhile, he's cruising, boy. Come on, son. All that being said, I know what you're saying. You have no. They stole your car. Yeah, you didn't tell them to.
What are you feeling bad for?
Right. Now, where you're feeling bad is because you're going, I don't want to ruin this kid's life any more than it's already ruined. They have problems. They don't live with their family.
Well, you're assuming.
And you're assuming, right?
That you don't know how many people have given them chances or not.
I do actually agree with you that pressing charges might do nothing, man. Listen to this. Had it been one thing like, hey, we got this kid. We picked him up. He matched your thing. Do you want to press charges? All right, cool.
How old is the kid?
16 years old. They already matched him to another theft.
Can I press charges on the parents?
That means the parents aren't in the picture.
Oh, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, kid, I'm not going to say this, but I don't want to say this. You're not going to press charges and put the kid in a different life circumstance or situation. So you're only going to do this to make yourself feel better. I think this child needs help from inside, would benefit from, you know, actually maybe going to community service rather than getting jammed up and thrown in the system.
Look, DZ, while I do agree with you, there are a lot of people that misunderstand the system.
Correct.
But there are consequences.
There are consequences to your action, and you taking action past
this. That's how we learn.
It's been months. Mm-hmm. You're already paid. Your life is no longer affected by this, right? If it was, I hear you, for sure. You're good to go. You got your car. You got insurance. You're locked up. They're going to get locked up. I mean, you're locked down. They're going to get locked up. I don't think pressing charges is going to help you out. I don't think it's going to do anything for you. I think this kid's already jammed up in other ways, and you're only going to stack the deck against him. I'm not saying let him slide, but they're already in their own world and in their own realm, and they're jammed up already. Don't add on to it.
No kid stealing cars is living a good life. Let's be real. No 16-year-old's got a great life if they're stealing cars. They clearly have no guidance, no help, no support, and there's no way. Dude.
And a lot of families will tell you, what are you talking about? Oh, my goodness, no. Yeah, so much love and support at home. What do you like? Well, they're out there stealing cars. They're not being watched.
Oh, that's what they've said?
Well, and that's a lot of the reality that a lot of these kids gang up with each other, and some of them don't have households that are literally healthy for them. Yeah. Some of them do have households that are healthy for them and trying to help. But when they all get together and they all start going, you know what? Let's do reckless stuff. Kids doing reckless things together. The most reckless in the crew is going to make everybody else more reckless,
too.
Oh, yeah,
no, you are the company you keep.
Correct.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. It affects your choices and your influences and how you view the world and what you think is okay. And so it's a tough one because I get it. There's a kid who's got probably no future because they've had such a messed up life already. Mm-hmm. And what are you going to do now? They're causing all these. They need different help, I agree. But I don't think no consequences.
They're going to suffer consequences regardless. They've already suffered consequences because their fingerprints match your steering column and already matched another theft that they're in. So this isn't new to them.
The sad part is when they don't care and there's like no hope is what I'm saying. When you have nothing to lose, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which would be a kid stealing cars. You got nothing to lose.
You
don't care about the consequences.
But you're 16.
You don't care.
I'll just be completely honest right now. If I suffered consequences, crazy consequences for some of the crazy things I did at 16, I would not be sitting in this chair right now.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank, period.
Yeah.
Don't know what else to say.
So that's why you're sensitive to this kid.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's just so hard for people listening that are going to go, yeah, steal a car, but let him go.
I'm not saying stealing a car is okay, but they're already suffering so many other consequences and you're not affected from this. So I personally wouldn't press charges on this kid.
Okay. All right. 414-533-1037. Oh, the phones are going crazy. All right, we're going to take your calls and your texts next.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So, should they press charges for having their car stolen? They know a kid did it, a 16-year-old. Mm-hmm. They got everything covered. DZ's like, just let it be. This kid's already messed up. This kid's already got a messed up life. You got your car, move on.
Think about it. You only got contacted because they got caught up in another theft.
Well, and I have thoughts about, you're saying, like, don't
make it worse.
Don't make it worse.
Don't stack it on.
I do agree with you. A lot of times the system will not help the kid. It will make it worse.
Correct.
I agree. And I don't have the answer for you, but unfortunately, a lot of these kids need different kinds of help.
Somebody, you know what? I ain't going to say.
We can go off. What?
I was going to say, so some of these kids, you know, that don't have, you know, father figures, mother figures in their lives, like, they wild out because they're calling out. It's a cry for help.
Well, they don't have any parents or their parents are gone all the time working.
Exactly.
Go to Laura in Union Grove. I understand why they get there and why they don't care, why these kids have nothing to lose.
Exactly.
It's just, I don't know how, I don't have the answer.
I don't have the answer. I mean,
I know Hi, Laura.
Laura, do you have the answer?
You better.
You got an idea at least?
Lauren Burlington.
The pressure's on now.
Yeah, she works at the Burlington Hospital. What do you think?
Honestly, I got into a lot of trouble when I was younger, and nothing this serious, but I just feel like sometimes you actually have to do the adult thing and go through with it, because if this happens to another person and they brush it under the rug, how many times do we do that just because of a person's age? And if you're not allowing them to see the full responsibility for their actions,
they don't see things like the mom who now can't get to work because she doesn't have a car. They don't see things like the dad who can't get his kid to daycare or whatever. They don't see all of the things the person who with the car stolen goes through. They have no idea what it's like to own a car, pay for a car, be proud of a car. They have no idea,
So
I don't disagree. The problem is we could go so deep on this.
Right.
We just don't have time.
It's just one thing after another after another.
So
Laura's saying press charges. It's the adult thing to do, and it's the tough decision.
But you want to be an adult.
If you want to do the horrible adult thing and steal a car, well, here's what happens when you do that.
At any age.
Right. I mean, it's terrible, and I would hope that it kind of snaps something in this kid's mind, like, oh, I don't want to be that person. But also, let's think about it this way. At 16 years old, whether you have help or not, you definitely know that there is a way to go about it better.
You know right and wrong at 16. Yes. You're right. You're not wrong, Laura. I mean, just something besides pressing charges. See if you can work with the kid as a mentor, big brother.
Well, that's why people are texting in, I don't want to work. I don't want to work with somebody who stole my car. I'm sorry.
I get that.
I want them to get the help, but I'm not going to.
To understand somebody, and maybe it's court-mandated community service that then you do instead.
Maybe they send them to therapy, try to rehabilitate.
And that's the thing, too.
Correct.
Her, as the victim of the theft, she would probably be allowed to have some input there. Like, hey, I'm not trying to go after you for your money. You know, if they are less fortunate, great. But, you know, let's do the community service. Let's get out there and
there is no money anyway. Yeah. They're a teen stealing a car. There's no
exactly.
money.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Okay,
no,
Laura.
We feel you, Laura, but you say press charges and maybe get the kids some help.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Take it. Appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Well, have a good day.
Let's go to Ryan in West Bend and see what he thinks. Should they press charges on the 16-year-old who stole their car?
He's arguably a year from being an adult in some states. Mm-hmm. So it's like he could be jammed up regardless, and he already got charges against him somehow. I can almost guarantee it, and I hate to say it.
But we don't know that.
We don't know.
We're making all these assumptions.
I'm making a lot of assumptions.
This could
be a
damn kid in Hartford. You don't know we don't know anything.
I'm not assuming about what he looks like or where he lives.
It's not about what he looks like. We're assuming that he has this awful life, you know what
He's clearly out here stealing cars.
Ryan.
I agree. I think she should press charges for the fact that he needs to learn from the mistakes that he's done. I also agree that when the charges are pressed, that she can actually ask the judge to recommend community service. Maybe no jail time, maybe no big fines, but yes, community service. Clean the roads, clean the freeways, whatever it may take. But he needs to learn that when he has an action, there's a consequence. Because if not, if he gets away with one, he may think, you know what, maybe I'll get away with this next time and continue to do it. And that cycle just needs to stop. So anything that somebody can do to help stop that cycle, I think, is a positive.
As long as it's having a positive effect on their life. Constructive, yes, it's helping in a positive way.
Ding.
Versus throwing them in jail to sit there and get nothing better happen to them.
Instead of throwing the book at them, hand them one and say, read it, man. You know, because it could be a learning experience and they could really grow as a person. So a lot of people really took me under their wing when I was doing some random, rough, messed up things and said, boy, you are tripping. And I had hands laid on me for good and for bad.
But you're very emotionally mature, and you are emotionally intelligent, DZ. And
it took going through some crazy stuff. And I'm not saying I ever stole a car, but it took going through some crazy stuff.
True.
And a lot of people that really held me down and said, you are somebody that is going somewhere. Why are you being this stupid?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point. You never know. she may press charges and it may cause something to happen that causes him to change or wake up.
Ryan's saying this may be the thing that you had where somebody came, took you under their wing and
could
said,
be the spark.
Hello.
Could be
like
the spark.
I get it.
We hear you, Ryan.
Thanks for calling, Ryan.
Appreciate you.
Caller.
You guys have a good afternoon.
You
bye too, man. Peace. He's already in afternoon mode.
Well, maybe it's a third shifter. I don't know.
True.
Last but not least, pull up Ebony right now.
Oh, God.
All right.
Yeah, good morning.
We've done the gentle parenting now.
What's happening?
And y'all already know what time it is, okay? Oh, it's Big Mama's time, and I'm here to provide.
I'm here to provide.
What I feel like is we need to go back to the old days where somebody needs to put their foot near his behind, okay? And the dude, he need to go ahead and rename that boy T-shirt because the way he need to be pressing them charges...
Everybody said press charges, though.
You know what? Everybody sitting up here feeling bad about it. So I'm like, we don't know nothing about that, man.
This is true.
Pressing charges just like you would on an adult and get him to grow up. Mm-hmm. Because you can't be running around stealing people whip like that.
It's crazy.
It's all right.
And DZ, you said it best. You never stole a car.
I never stole a car.
That's felony stuff.
Not one that I didn't know who it was.
Okay, DZ, we're done. Bye, Ebony. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa.
I'm all flustered. Hudson called me, and I thought he needed something important, and all he called to tell me was LeBron might announce his retirement today. I'm like, I'm on the air.
The decision to
have to do with anything right now? I really thought something was wrong.
Yeah, I really hope he is announcing his retirement, and it isn't some fake out. I'm going to be a player coach this year. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
If Saucy Sandra's listening, she needs to call in because we need her for Am I the Jerk today, and she knows why.
Oh, today's the day?
Today's the day.
Oh,
if she hears the call.
The day.
Yeah.
Saucy.
Woo-hoo.
You know what? I know what to do. She'll hear the call.
She'll hear the call.
I know what
song.
To do. Saucy.
She's like, hoo-hoo,
hoo-hoo. Saucy, where you at?
This is how we call our regulars, by the way.
Start playing their songs.
Oh, my gosh.
You call 5 days in a row, we'll look for you that way, too.
Yes, we absolutely will. So, anyway, have you found the five yet, by the way?
Oh, you had to bring it up.
I had to bring it up because I'm over here waiting and wondering if you found it.
When I tell you, you have probably outdone yourself on this one, girl. I don't even know.
I know I've outdone myself because I know where it's hidden and you're screwed.
I've done everything but break this studio apart like you did. And the fact that I know it isn't up high is bothering me because I've looked so far below that I don't believe you anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's here, it's hidden, and that's all I'm going to say. And you can look around. We have a five in the studio that we keep hiding. So once you hide it... I have to find it. Then,
all right, fine.
I found it. You're never going to find
fine.
It. Go ahead.
I'm looking right now then.
No, you're not. Good luck. Okay, so we have this five, and it's hidden in the studio. And until somebody finds it, I'm currently the champion because it's hidden, and you haven't looked.
When we go off air because I'm unplugging stuff to look underneath boards and transmitters and things that
then
I shouldn't be touching,
the Odyssey app.
You blame Allie Faith. When DZ knocks Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station off air, you blame Allie because I'm unplugging everything looking for this dang five. Okay,
Don't be mad that I'm better at hiding money than you are. That's all you need to know, dude, is that I hide my money better. He is now looking through... Oh, you're looking through our Christmas Bash canvas that Panic at the Disco and everybody signed? Break it, but it's got all these signatures on there, and you'd be breaking something that doesn't need to be broken. There's no money in that. Now he's holding up the other Christmas Bash picture from... What year was that? We were all in...
2012, I think?
No, not it.
Nope.
Nope. Dang. By the way, while you're looking, I want to tell everyone, I went to take Owen to the dermatologist yesterday, DZ, and the dermatologist was like, oh, I heard your pay at the pump, Am I the Jerk? So shout out to Owen's doctor. And I said, who knew it was such a hot topic that if you park at the pump and you don't get gas, people are going to lose their minds. DZ is now picking up our autographed picture of Pink. Dude, leave the autographs alone. I wouldn't mess with the autographs. He's looking through the studio for the five. Sorry. All right, Saucy's not calling. She's not going to be on for Am I the Jerk. DZ hasn't found the five. Where are you looking? Guess you didn't find it. He's tearing up the studio. Oh, now you understand why I tore up the studio. Good luck. You ready for Am I the Jerk?
No!
Too bad,
I'm not.
We gotta go. And after Am I the Jerk, we have tickets to A Haunted House. The Hill Has Eyes. Very excited about that. DZ, you're going to have
you.
To look. I know.
Oh, I can't stand. You're lucky I'm sore, and you're lucky I'm frustrated and impatient.
Good.
And you're lucky we got to do Am I the mm-hmm. Jerk, because otherwise this would be the new segment on the show.
Well, there you go.
Where's the five for the rest of the day?
Not going to tell you. But Am I the Jerk is going to happen right now, and then we're going to give away those Haunted House tickets, and then we're going to talk about Halloween costumes, because I have thoughts, and you better have some too.
You're lucky we busy and commercial free.
No, I'm not lucky. I'm lucky because you suck at finding it, not because we're busy.
Mm-hmm.
Has nothing to do with luck.
Jerk.
I'm better at hiding the money than you are. Just admit it.
You're a jerk.
All right.
Speaking
ready?
Of.
Do this.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. DZ, the question today on Am I the Jerk is, am I the jerk for quitting with everybody else?
What?
Okay, I met these women out. This is another question I got yesterday when I took Owen to the doctor was, do people really write in? I'm like, they really write in.
Duh.
They really write into the show. And then as the doctor was asking me, the nurse in the room goes, I actually know someone who wrote in twice and got on the air.
See?
The nurse was like, I know somebody who got on the air. I'm like,
it'd be
I'm
your neighbors.
You.
It'd be people you know.
It's definitely people you know.
Writing in about you.
Yeah. So basically, I don't want to say who sent this one in, but this is someone I was out in public talking to them.
Got it.
And they asked me if I could submit their Am I the Jerk? But it was not written. It was just told.
It was just told. Yeah, it was
so
a face-to-face
I
Am I the Jerk.
And I can't say where I met them because it'll give away who it is.
We'll keep them anonymous. They're in the
Basically,
Kisses Protection Program.
They wanted to know if they were the jerks for all quitting together. They all worked for a business for about 20 to 30 years. There's four of them, depending on the women. There's four women in this scenario.
Okay, four gals.
Four women. They all worked for a business. It had different branches, and that's all I'm going to say.
Different sectors. Got it.
Screw it. It was a daycare. So they all worked for this corporation, and they were like the right-hand people for
they
the
were
top.
Tops. Okay.
Because they'd worked for there for like 20, 30
they
years.
Knew everything.
So the woman at the top, the head one leaves, and then the three other people quit with her and go to support her at her new job. And then leave the boss, who, you know, they were not really a fan of.
Bye.
They leave her. And they left. And they go, so are we the jerk? And I looked at them and I go, what? You're the jerk for quitting? No. And they go, no, no, no. But Allie, you don't understand.
You don't get it.
Because this is like when people write in and I go, I have questions. So then I'm like, you're not the jerk for getting a new job. But there were four of us. We were the right-hand people. We were the backbone of this business.
All four fingers on the right hand left.
For 30 years. And we all quit.
Yep.
And then we quit. And we kept quitting.
Back to back to
so
back,
they,
probably.
They felt like they were jerky for all quitting and leaving someone who needed, like, the whole support staff is gone.
Here's the thing.
Imagine that.
And with the whole support staff being gone, mm-hmm. that's going to send people into a frenzy,
oh,
a panic, especially when you got kids involved. Let's
uh-huh.
be honest. You could have closed the business.
Honestly.
I'll say it.
Well, they kind of said that. They were like, we don't know,
you know what
if
they're doing.
The boss is okay, the head boss. I'm like, whatever.
Right.
But they all left together, all four of them.
At the end of the day, they don't owe you nothing. You
no.
don't owe them nothing, but you were there for 30 years
you
for a reason.
You gave them 30 years.
But you were there for a reason. Mm-hmm. They clearly, you don't stay somewhere for 30 years at a place that hasn't taken care of you. Allie,
you're not wrong.
Would you be here had this place not taken care of you for the last 20 years?
No, probably not.
Thank
no.
you. Exactly.
I've had to raise hell a few times. But.
Well, and sure, you know, I'm
but
not
yeah,
saying that there,
sure.
that there isn't battles mm-hmm. and quirks and things that happen where you go, okay, yeah, it was a little rough patch, whatever, whatever.
But definitely when I was going through my divorce and all my mental health issues, like they for sure, I mean, legally they have to well, let me off, but I was at least getting help for some of that stuff.
But you had,
for the depression.
But you had support, you had
yeah.
people behind you, you know, whether it was everybody that you needed, maybe not, but mm-hmm. this place held you down. You don't do 20 years anywhere, and if you do, that's
True.
Your own issue, because mm-hmm. I'm not spending 10 years nowhere that's not going to hold me down the way I want to be held down.
Because that's the job they have, you know? They don't know any different. They're like, So maybe it was when this opportunity all of a sudden arises, they were like, wait. You see what I'm saying?
For
if you're
everybody?
Not, if you're not, because they're because she pulled everybody
right.
with her. When
exactly.
she left, she pulled the whole staff with her. All right, 414-533-1037. They want to know if they're the jerks for all quitting together, all four of them. They were the backbone of this business for like 30 years, they said. And when they left, all of them screwed over the big boss.
There's a way to leave, and y'all didn't do it correctly. I'm sorry to say, but you left them high and dry, dog.
They were like, please put this on Am I the Jerk? And I was like, all right. You say jerk.
I'm saying jerk.
I actually say not the jerk.
There's a right way and a wrong way to leave. And all four, had one of them left a little shiesty, cool. But then all y'all got in together like the four amigos and said, bye.
I feel like the four good ones left together. That's my assumption. Like, why would the four good ones leave? The woman at the top was the best. Why would they have left her? They would have brought her.
Yeah.
They left her.
They left her. Owner, whatever. Whatever it is, bro. I'm saying jerk because you guys did not leave appropriately. 30 years and that's how you dipped? Not cool.
Mm-hmm. There is something there about telling someone you know that well, being kind of transparent with them, like, I'm going to leave.
You see where I'm at.
Yeah, because that's what happened on this show. Let's be real. Everybody heard not it cool. one day on Am I the Jerk?
Not cool. In my opinion, not cool.
It was just like, yeah, I'm quitting. And I was like, huh?
In my opinion, yeah. I'm just saying, and that's key, trying to keep all relations about this mug.
Yeah.
For real, yeah, 30 years later and you just up and dip and then everybody up and dips with you, that's not cool.
Listen to this. Somebody said, they're not the jerk. You don't owe any company anything. No company cares about you. DZ, wake up.
I don't disagree. I feel you, but you didn't give that company 30 years and I'd have no respect. This is why it's a moral dilemma. I know what you're saying. I'm just disagreeing.
Whoever texted in, let's be real now. Ain't no way all four were valuable. Maybe one or two. Stop it, you guys. Stop it.
I don't want to be that guy.
You guys are crazy. All right. Well, Kimmy and Slinger said management was toxic. Not the jerk. My coworker and I did this at our last job. We were the only two in our department. Both left at the same time and positions are still open because management was toxic.
I've had friends do this. Very close friends. Mm-hmm. They work in childcare and they and a few other people actually left their job because upper management wasn't taking care of nobody. Mm-hmm. So they said, screw it. We're going somewhere else.
Well, somebody said, but the real question is, why did they quit? Mm-hmm. They did not. My understanding was they had a better opportunity and they didn't like working for this person or this company, but they had done it for 30 years. See, right. So that's why they felt loyal.
That's why they felt loyal.
All right, you know what? Are they the jerks for all quitting at once? We're going to talk to you next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So I'm out at a place. I'm not allowed to say where because then it might be found out who these people were. But they came up to me and said, Allie, we have an Am I the Jerk. Can you put it on the air? All four of us quit at once at our job that we had been at for some of us 20, some of us 30 years. And we left the main woman in charge. We were her backbone.
That was your career.
And we all quit and went somewhere else because we didn't like her. Are we the jerks?
Better job.
Ooh, let's go to Brandon in Tosa. We'll start with him. Hi, Brandon. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, good morning. Buenos dias, everybody. Wepa.
Dude, you keep calling. You're going to get a theme song. He's on a roll, Brandon. Jeez.
I know. I'm dedicated and motivated, definitely. Nice.
Yes, sir.
Okay, jerk or not the jerk for quitting. Come on.
Come on, be
real. I'm going to go jerk here, but you know what? Here's the thing. You know, there's a way to quit, okay? You're right. You put your 2 weeks notice in, you know what I'm saying? Even if the management did something wrong, you put your 2 weeks notice in, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And overall, yes, they're jerks, but maybe they know something. They've been in the business for 20, 30 years. Maybe they can start their own independent business. Flip. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm doing.
On the flip, know enough about the business, you go, we could do this for ourselves. You're not wrong, Brandon. But I love what you said, man. 20 years, 30 years.
Definitely. You know, you got that experience. You know, help the community out. There you go.
Do your own thing. Might be time. All right, Brandon.
Well,
starts it
calling,
off, man.
Brandon.
Appreciate it.
Good luck.
Have a great day. Everybody have a great day.
Aww. You too, man. What a positive dude.
Very positive. So he said jerk.
He said
today.
Jerk, though. All right. Listen, it's not like you were there for 2 years, 5 years. That's short time in the grand scheme.
You were
that
there
was
like your entire career was at this place.
You were dedicated. That was your career. That was what you were at. Like that's what you're known for, arguably, in the community and at that place.
Well, to be somewhere 20, 30 years, you started in your 20s, and you're now in your 40s or 50s. I mean, you've been there your entire life.
Your entire life.
All right, let's go to Shelly in Milwaukee this morning and see if she agrees. Hi, Shelly.
Morning, buenos dias.
Hi, good morning, Wepa.
Good morning, buenos dias. Do you think they're the jerks for all quitting at once?
They're not the jerks.
Why?
And I have so many examples. I don't know how you guys don't.
Girl, list them. Name them.
Do we know that they didn't give good notice? Because that's jerky for not giving
did notice.
I think they gave notice. It wasn't about the notice. It was about the fact that they were the support staff to one person, and all of them left at once, pretty much within like 2 weeks, and we're like, deuces. So imagine you got your whole staff working everything for you. You got it set, and then they all quit.
Your empire left.
About four people who invested 20 years of their life somewhere.
Plus, 20 plus. Yeah, you're right.
They're the problem.
My
son's father gave 26 years of his life to a Fortune 500 company from this city, and they literally let him go.
Oof.
He was a high-level manager.
And that's a lot of stories.
And that's a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, don't care about you.
They probably
dealt with 20 years. Childcare is a very toxic environment. I'm going to reach out to some of my girls because might have known.
Do you know why childcare is toxic?
She said,
it's hard to watch kids.
Shelly said, I might know these girls. Hold on, I'm about to hit my people up.
when the director just four or five of them dipped right after.
Wow.
And I gave them all references. Go ahead, baby. Go
read me.
I told you we had personal friends do the same thing. Not in the city, but personal friends out of state that did this exact same thing.
But Shelly's right. Shelly's right about the whole thing of, you know, they will cut, corporations will cut you so quick.
And he was a good manager.
Yes, you can't control that. Mm-hmm.
True.
Cut him without even thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah.
I hear that.
And give you any reason about it, too. Or none. Mm-hmm. Or none, yeah.
For sure. All right, thanks for calling, Shelly.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Love you, bye.
Love you, too. So we're split down the middle. These four women all quit at once, and they want to know if they're the jerks for leaving their job. Let's go to fan favorite. He's back, everybody. Santino in Sheboygan.
Let me turn the lights down.
Yeah. For a minute.
Hey. Oh. All right, now. All right. Good morning.
Good morning, Santino. Are they the jerks for all quitting at once? All four of them.
First, I would like to thank Shelly for asking the important question of if they gave a notice.
Uh-huh.
So since they probably gave a notice, hell no, they're not jerks. Hell no. They don't owe that company nothing after 20-plus years.
Period.
Fair.
Period.
Even everybody leaving at once, because you throw one domino down and the rest are going to fall, man.
It's true.
And that's, come on now, all four at once?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if they're as close as friends as I'm thinking, they already made a pact. Like, if you leave, I'm leaving. I don't care what the circumstances is.
Because you like who you work with, right? And that's important to a lot of people. Somebody texted in and said, I'm a teacher. We had a very horrible principal who treated staff terribly, and one school year, half of us left at the end of the year to different schools because of that principal. Because it's a leader, right? And these four women were like, we're quitting because we don't like the person in charge.
But halfway yet we've been there. Year? My heartstrings are getting tugged because these kids are going to obviously
they left at the end of the year.
Oh, at the end. I heard halfway through.
No,
okay.
Half of us left at the end of the year.
Got it. Oof.
I was always told, you don't quit your job, you quit your boss.
I believe that. I actually believe that. Shauna from Trenton texted in and said it had to have been a toxic situation to work there that long and everybody quit at the same time. That's fair.
And maybe had the four of them not been there together, they wouldn't have all lasted 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. I hear what you guys are saying. For sure. All right.
Yeah. I mean, I believe that people quit because of the boss a lot of the time.
No, Santino,
We've seen that with management ebb and flow here and come in and out. And I actually really get it.
Well, the trickle down is real. It starts at the top.
Down,
and if it's negative, it's going to come down negative. Yep. Yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
All right, now I feel it. Okay, thanks, Santino.
Well,
now I got to go.
Yep.
Now I got to go before my mouth starts running on this air.
Appreciate you, Santino.
Right, love.
Peace, man.
All
be
right.
Good, be kind, be well. Yeah, got him.
Got him. You hung up on him. Okay, we got to give away these tickets to The Hill Has Eyes. Nice. You want to go to a haunted house? You want four passes to go to The Hill Has Eyes in Franklin?
Nope. Oh, I thought you were asking me. Oh, my bad. You're not talking to me. You're not talking to me. I can't win
four tickets. If you are caller number, we'll do caller 25, 414-533-1037. Caller 25, you are going to The Hill Has Eyes. And then right after that, we got to discuss the Halloween costume issue.
It's about that time, man.
It's a problem right now.
Okay? It's becoming an issue.
Good luck, though, winning these Hill Has Eyes tickets. 414-533-1037. Oh, they're dedicated to the cause.
They love the spooky.
Oh, they love the spooky. Pull up Mia and her mom, Casey, in Racine. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Allie and DZ. Good morning, ladies.
Buenos dias. Hey, y'all.
Good morning.
What are you doing? You're driving Mia somewhere, I assume, Mom?
We are in Carlineac Wall.
Boo! I hate the car
drop
line.
Off sucks.
In fact,
drop off sucks.
Drop off. In fact, dude, I got to tell you guys a story before I. You know what? You're going to the Hill Has Eyes. Congratulations!
Hey, first thing first.
You guys have four
greatest
passes.
Greatest birthday gift ever.
Aww.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yes, it's going to be great. You're going to go. You have four tickets. You guys are going to have a great time. And we just want to say congratulations.
Yes.
Now, I already forgot what the hell I was going to tell you.
Drop off line story.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Greatest way to start the day today.
That's fantastic. We're happy we can make it happen for y'all, man. It's
I
great.
Actually do have something to say about the car line. Hold on.
What's up?
The drop off line at school makes me crazy. And when I was at the ALS walk on, and when I was at the ALS walk on Sunday, ladies, some parents came up to me who shall remain nameless and go, our kids go to school together.
Okay.
And so I started talking to them and they said, girl, with the car line, I said, I gave up on the car line. I have my kid bust across the street. That's how much I hate the car line because they won't let him walk.
So they offer you a bus across the street? That's
because
clutch.
They don't have a crossing guard.
Ah, smart. No,
so
good.
Anyway, they have to.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Anyway, not the point. I told these parents, I said, if I see one more parent get out of their car in the car line. This is big boy stuff. Once they're in kindergarten and up, they're holding their bag in school. They're putting their stuff away. And you watch these parents get out, open the door like they're a chauffeur, DZ. Like they're a chauffeur.
They don't got to get them out the car seat, though?
I'm like, if your kid doesn't have a disability, stay in the car and get out of the way, dude. Like you are out of your... These kindergarten parents...
Are some of these
parents,
kids still in car seats? My thing is some of these kids can't take the car seats off
fine,
by themselves.
But you know what? Guess what? In kindergarten, you can figure out how to unbuckle a seatbelt.
Yeah, that's true.
Give me a break.
Yeah, you better be
You
able
might
to.
Need help getting in, but I'm telling you.
Yeah, car line is not for the weak.
When I
sure.
watch these parents hold their backpacks, I'm just like, this is crazy. Like, your kid is
in
school.
Well, at that point, you got to park and get them out yourself in a different line.
Somewhere,
yeah, yeah, park.
Dude,
you got to park.
The get out makes me nuts.
If you want to do it, bet. Go ahead.
Don't get out of the car.
Don't get out of the car in the car.
You're
line.
The problem.
Big PSA. Not y'all. Not y'all. Y'all aren't the problem. Not you, me and Casey.
Your kid goes all day long without you in a sea of others.
They're fine.
They're fine.
Mia, you're fine, right?
They're totally fine.
Mia's fine. Yeah,
Mia's
she's
fine.
Fine.
Mia's
Sorry.
Fine.
Oh, I feel better now that I went off about the car line. I'm not even dealing with it, and I got triggered by it.
Well, now Casey doesn't have to snap off in the car line. She's like, yeah, Allie just did it for me.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah.
All right, Casey.
Absolutely.
Casey and Mia have a great day, and have fun at the Hill Has Eyes. Somebody will be in touch, okay?
All right, thank you. You guys have a great day as well. Be
Y'all
safe
too.
Out there.
Y'all too. Same. Stay safe. Love. Bye.
So many parents never deal with the car line, and they're lucky.
Yeah.
Because their kids ride the bus or walk, and I wish I had been bus all the time because the car line is next.
Seeing our situation with the school Sammy goes to, our four-year-old, the car line wouldn't even make sense. Because
you have to park?
Yeah, you got to park. And at that point, don't even worry about it. The car line ain't for it ain't for the week.
No, my friend works at a school, an MPS school, and when I've gone to visit, they don't have a car line because there's no. You have to park on the street and go get your kid because there's nowhere to park. There's no car line. There is no car line. There's nowhere to put it. You know. Yeah.
That part.
You're lucky.
Yeah.
You're lucky.
You know what? Yeah.
I'd rather park and walk than deal with some of these people. Let me tell
you. It's the way you flip it and think about it in life.
Oh,
we lucky.
Man.
Yes.
All right. Coming up next, we have to talk about Halloween and our costumes because we have major problems.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. Well, you better. Somebody else better have ideas too.
No, what's up?
You know what's up. We don't have a costume. That's what's up.
Well, let's talk next.
Hold on. 103.7 KISS FM. Milwaukee's number one hit music station. I just saw Ed, the IT guy, in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And you just said, Ed doesn't do anything.
Nope.
And then I go, but order us coffee. Because I was in there going, Ed, we're out of coffee. He goes, again?
Yeah. Yeah. Allie drinks that much coffee.
It is me. It's me the whole time, baby. Okay. Can we talk about Halloween already? Because I'm panicking. I don't have pumpkins in front of my house. I didn't even get the Halloween decorations out this weekend. In fact, I'm thinking about not getting them out at all.
Yeah. Honestly.
It's the 7th already. What are we going to do? What are we going to be?
I've seen a lot going on. I've seen people kind of already planning, and we really haven't done nothing. Now, with us having the roof done this week, we had to pluck our pumpkins, because if not, they were going to get ruined.
Oh, because you have a whole pumpkin patch in your front
exactly.
yard.
Exactly. So, thankfully, we didn't ruin the whole like patch, and more pumpkins are still coming in. But
I was
the
like,
big
where's
ones,
my pumpkin?
The big ones got, and we
By
had to
who?
Go ahead.
Oh, hi, said, Oh, shoot.
You ask and you shall receive. I think he was listening.
Did he hear me?
Yeah.
I don't do anything.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's aggressive. Whoa, wow. Oh, and he sat down. Oh, he's getting comfortable.
I'm putting headphones on.
Oh, he's here to stay.
Can the fine people of the Milwaukee area hear me right now?
Yeah, I think you're okay.
Ned, I didn't know you could hear me in the kitchen. I forgot that they actually turned Kiss on in there.
Hell, you forget that you forget that we're a radio station and our coworkers listen to us?
They usually ignore us and listen to sports. Dang it.
Not Ed.
Not IT Ed.
Hey,
really.
I didn't say you don't do anything. DZ said you don't do anything.
DZ, what the heck, man?
No.
He said it.
Not like that. You know, because we
He didn't mean it like that.
Let me explain the context.
There's context, yes.
We were talking about costumes. Mm-hmm. And then through costumes, Allie said, look, one of our coworkers looks like he's like a secret agent. And he could dress as a secret agent.
Shannon walks in this building and he looks like he's in the Secret Service, our coworker. And I said to DZ, what if we did a reel and put names of what they would do in their spare time?
And like their costumes or something? That'd be fun because we were in the middle of talking what we're going to be.
Shannon would be a Secret Service agent. And I go, Ed would be
a bass player. Ha ha ha.
That's what I said.
And I said, nah, Ed wouldn't be a bass player. He'd still be an IT guy. He don't do nothing.
Wow. I don't know what's worse, thinking that or...
But then the context didn't make it better. But then I stood up for you and I said, but he does order coffee, DZ.
Yes.
This is unbelievable.
And then he said, I drink all the coffee, which is a lie. Correct. The sports guys drink it all.
No.
Whatever. No. Not important.
That might be Allie.
That hazelnut be going missing ASAP as soon as Allie's in the building.
Did we have a problem with the coffee before the sports guys showed up?
Yes.
Shut up, anyway. Forget all you guys. Ed, I'm sorry. You know what? You know, I didn't know they could hear us talking trash in the back. We got to watch what we say I got to turn the speakers down back there.
What I didn't think is that they were going to come up in this studio because Shannon's going to be the next one to pop up in here like, what? I look like a secret agent?
You said what about me?
I look like FBI?
That's cool. That's kind of cool, though. Like, oh, Shannon looks like a secret agent.
He does.
But Ed does nothing. Like, what the
No, I didn't say nothing. I just said you'd still be an IT guy.
Well, can I
hate that.
In fairness,
you chose your job.
Do you remember how I put the reel up about Ed saying I did a good job because I got something right one time?
Yep.
So then our coworker Reese said, I school him on IT stuff all the time.
The slander going on.
The slander.
I'm here for it.
The slander. Ed, do you have a Halloween costume and will you have one?
No.
What?
Are you not a Halloween guy?
I normally am, but like, I'm not.
I love Halloween. Oh, I didn't know
He's
this
a
about
I love Halloween.
Ed, our IT guy, loves Halloween. Finally,
no,
somebody.
But I have no, I don't know. I'm not doing anything for it's Halloween.
Hold on.
So.
Turn around and look at the calendar. It's a Friday night, you guys.
Come on.
Everybody's dressing up, and I don't care who you are. My kids are trick-or-treating on the 25th. They're doing it the whole weekend before so I can party on the 31st. We're getting costumes.
Well, and we're going to talk about when people do trick-or-treat, because some cities don't do it on the actual 31st.
That's another,
another argument.
Look, I can argue about that as well, but that's a different day.
Yeah.
Halloween costumes, Mayday, Ed. I know you. Listen,
I have a costume.
I could dress up as Hazelnut Coffee since I drink it like it's going out of style.
But then that's just for you. I thought we were thinking of a team costume.
You're right. Oh, are we?
I thought so. That's
okay,
what I've been doing.
How many are on the team? Is it me and you or our whole family?
Whole family.
Oh my God, that's so much work, DZ.
Oh, so you're bailing on the idea already?
Why can't you do your family and I'll just do me?
Because I was thinking we were going to be a roller coaster line of people, and then we could get as many people to join in on our costume as possible.
Ed,
regulars.
Have you seen those?
Ed.
No.
Ed, the IT
Shannon
guy.
Could be the
Dude,
Secret Service main agent you,
okay,
on the ride.
The best costume. These people, they built... Ed has nothing to do. He could build it.
Ed.
Oh, yeah.
You want something to do?
Let me run to Home Depot right now. And
you want me to start saying you don't do nothing?
We need wood.
Okay,
go to Home Depot.
Yeah.
And then you're going to build... Or you could get cardboard.
It could be just thick cardboard.
Seat. You're going to build 4 seats. And so DZ and I will be in the front, and then we're gonna have these like cardboard seats that we're sitting in, and every time it's time we're gonna go
You ever seen people play roller coaster at a sporting event?
Yeah.
And there's one guy at the front and everybody goes to the left, to the right, down,
I gotta show Ed
this reel. We wanna be the roller coasters.
I would love to do the roller coaster people.
I'm down.
But
this is my
so
best
much
idea.
Work, DZ.
No, that's why we got Ed here.
Come on, you'll get more hours.
Why did I come in here?
I don't know.
I totally regret this.
You came in here on your own accord, Poppy. This ain't got
Welcome
nothing to do
the
with
show.
Us.
You're on now.
Look,
you're not
this
going
is what
anywhere.
I'm talking about. Allie, I got it up.
Show him. Look, we got to post it. It's literally.
This is who we want to be.
We want to be people on a roller coaster for Halloween.
You want me to build that?
Yeah,
yes,
can
for
you?
Like 30 to 70
Listen,
people.
I'll even put in a ticket. A support ticket.
We're putting a support ticket.
Let's what do right you think corporate would say if I put in a ticket?
Come on.
Nothing. They probably wouldn't see it.
We're doing it well.
Y'all
fuck.
Lack vision, bro.
he just threw shade. No, he said they won't see it.
But they listen, though.
That's why Ed belongs on this show.
Yep.
Because he's not afraid to throw shade.
That part
wasn't shade. Don't fire me.
That wasn't shade. That was honesty. Okay, so...
I think I got a great idea. And now y'all are making me feel like we can't do it because Ed don't want to. And Allie's like, we're not building it.
Well, I didn't know we were doing a team one.
That was what I was saying the whole time.
My bad.
I got misunderstood then. Fine, we don't got to do a team
one. Somebody said we could be the Nintendo Mario Brothers, me and you. Fine, then I'm Luigi.
You want to be Luigi over
Mario?
Because
I already have the costume from Owen.
You kind of got a green sweater on. So.
Fair.
Damn it, Ed.
I'll be Mario.
It's a me, Mario.
What do you think we should be actually?
Genuinely.
I have an idea, but I don't know if I can say it on the air or people are going to ruin it.
If Allie and I did a team costume, what would it be? If we did the couple's costume, if you will.
This is my idea.
We writing it down. We keeping it secret.
No, I'm going to show Ed. You hold this one, and I'll hold this one. You stand next to me.
Okay.
And Ed, tell us what you think of this one.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Tell him what it says, Ed.
I got to be the other number, though. I got to be the other number.
Fine.
What? I can say this? What is say what it. Is this? 6 and 7?
What was that?
Say it again.
6 and 7.
No,
not drop the end.
6, 7.
6, 7.
Yeah, I'll say 6, 7.
And juggle while you do it.
This is like a TikTok thing, yeah, right? I feel like an old man right now.
You don't have children just shows right now because 6, 7 means absolutely nothing. But kids are loving it right now. And they got it from a song and then they got it from a video.
They don't even know it's from a song.
They don't even know.
Actually.
They say it's from the kid going, 6, 7.
Nope.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
There's literally no secret.
Wow.
So 6, 7, stupid.
I'd be the 6, or Allie would be the 6, and then I'd be the 7.
What do you think?
It'd be on
brand. It'd be topical.
That'd be funny.
We could be 6, 7, dude.
But then we'd have to go
My
out.
My kids would lose it.
How many people are going to already
but
what be
your,
6,
what's your
7,
wife going to be? Is your wife going to be mad that I'm the 7?
She'd be 8. That's fine.
And then we eat her.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Hudson's 9. We eat him. What is
7, 8, 9. And the whole family could be a different number.
Oh, God.
It'll
and
be simple.
We teach your kids how to count.
They're already learning. Sammy already is counting so much because he's in 4K.
I forgot Ed was here. What? You see what happens when
Ed
we get
Ed doesn't matter no more. Stop talking to him.
Do you
he's
see
the IT
creative
guy.
Process?
Why don't you guys all be 103? There's a point and then a 7.
Ed, stop talking.
Okay.
No, we're on a roll. Your mic's off.
No, never mind, Ed.
See, you see why I say he don't do nothing, bro?
That means something. That makes sense.
Oh, he does something. I just put in a ticket to build a roller coaster.
With all numbers.
With all numbers.
1 through 6, 7.
Okay, yeah. The phones are ringing. We're going to let people call quick and tell us. And by the way, whoever said Ed is hilarious, well, you must be drunk, okay?
Yeah. Wow. Or work IT.
We love Ed, our IT guy. Brandon from Tosa was the one who said, Mario Bros on the roller coaster, bro.
Listen, what's the idea? Because if you guys got better ideas than what we've been dishing out, I think we've been dropping gold. If you got gold with us, what's up? What's up?
Batman and Robin, no. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
No thanks.
Mm-mm. We'd both
been
be
done.
Batman. Better ideas.
Fair enough, we'd both be Batman.
Nope, better ideas.
Well, Ed the IT guy left, and he's not very happy with us, but whatever.
That's his own deal.
103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. The way he barged in here, like, what'd you just say about me? I was like, I've never seen that fire in him before. I love that passion.
We're mean to him because he can handle it.
I know, that's why I love messing with him. Okay, so we're talking about our costume ideas. I came up with us being 6 and 7, 6, 7.
You're talking me into it little by
Thank
little.
You.
I can't lie to you,
Well,
G.
Let's go to Candace in Milwaukee first and see if anybody has any better ideas. Hi, Candace.
Morning.
Hey.
Holla at us.
What's your costume idea?
I think you should be the KISS band and just somewhere on the back of your shirts or something put FM.
Like Gene Simmons and them? Like KISS band?
Like,
like tongue out?
With the you know, face paint and all that.
Oh, well, I could have anybody do that. They wouldn't know it's not us anyway. I mean, you could have put anybody in makeup.
That's kind of funny, though.
There's only two of us.
Oh, yeah.
KISS has like four members. You're talking about the rock band, right?
Yeah, she's talking about the rock band, yeah.
Mm,
I like it though.
But the pun is because of Kiss. Because
Kiss FM. And she's going like, you put Kiss, but then you put FM on there with like the lips or something.
Yeah, I like it. But
nah.
Nah. All right, thanks for calling.
Good idea, but no.
No, it's a good idea, Candace, but it's not touching my heart right
now.
Put
it on the list.
Yeah, maybe that's fair.
We'll circle back.
Cool.
Thank you, Candace.
Love you,
not wrong.
Love you back. Bye.
We should, because it's only October 7th. We should just start a list today.
It's a list. Kiss with Kiss FM band.
Our costume list. Okay, so go to Jaden in New Berlin. He's working in New Berlin. Jaden, good morning.
What up, big dog?
Good morning.
All right.
What's your idea? We need costume ideas.
Ready, set, go.
I hope it's not too early or too soon for this. And rest in peace, Ozzy. But what if one of you guys was Ozzy Osbourne and then the other one of you was a bat?
I was going to say one of us. I was going to say DZ Sharon and I'm Ozzy.
Wait, is your Ozzy better than mine, though? I got a pretty good Ozzy impersonation.
Sharon! You don't even have to talk. You just got to mumble.
That's morbid. You're right. It is too soon.
Jaden's is Ozzy. I don't think it's Ozzy too soon to do Ozzy because he lived such a long life, but I don't think it's us. Let me write this one down.
Ozzy in a bat, though. Jaden, you know what? You got our gears turning. What's up with the rock bands? People going rock band crazy over right now. Okay.
I don't know. I see that. Yeah, clearly. Well, somebody texted in and said conjoined twins.
We get a big old shirt.
You get on my nerves when you're too close to me for too long. I'd be like, DZ, back off.
And I'm a big body, warm body too, so I'm a furnace.
And I'm getting hot flashes like, get away from me. Somebody said, what if you dress up as the racing sausages? No Carl and Indy. I don't think that's original.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be too sweaty.
DZ's a brat, Allie's the bun.
No. Chill out. No. Executive, no.
No, absolutely not.
I want to be the bun.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
So I'm trying to put up this video on Facebook right now. It's already up on Instagram about the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. It's their Milwaukee Day with us on 103.7 Kiss FM.
Bet.
So I got to interview Gina Orlando, who runs the AFSP for Wisconsin, and they're having their walk this weekend for suicide prevention.
Cool.
So I got to interview her and talk to her, and it's just, you know, it's important. We got to talk about these things, and her and I talked about a lot of important mental health topics, and I had to cut some of it because the internet doesn't like long interviews, but you know what I mean?
I hate that when they go too long. Good information regardless.
Absolutely. Either way, we need to talk about mental health more, and that was one of the things that Gina and I were talking about, was how I talk about it so much, I forget there's a stigma.
Correct.
Like, I forget people are judging me when I talk about it, and I don't care. I mean, I just don't care because I'm in it and it doesn't bother me. The stigma doesn't affect me
but
it affects a lot of people.
I'd say it affects me to a degree. You know what I'm saying? Being a black, Latino, male, you know, father figure at that, like I would say mental health and the stigma behind it has affected me my entire life today, right now, currently.
Well, even when I had talked to you and you were going through it and you guys had lost your daughter, and I said to my therapist, I go, I need a therapist who is bilingual. I was like going through the list.
Yeah.
It's hard
to find a
black bilingual therapist. Like, we had to really dig.
I need you to find DZ's doppelganger as a therapist. Please and thank you.
There's a need, you know.
There's a need. A few of us would go talk to him.
When I spoke at the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Walk a few years ago, and I told my whole story, I brought my kids. And for a second, I remember going, should I bring Owen and Hudson?
Are they too young?
Allie, you're the part of the problem, because that's part of the stigma, is that now I'm questioning, should I bring my kid? We should be talking. The problem is we don't talk about it. Suicide is preventable.
Yeah.
It's preventable if we get people help. The problem is we don't talk about it. It's shameful. Shame creates self-hate. And here you are. Nonetheless, I'm glad that I took Owen and Hudson to the suicide walk, and we have open conversations about
it. And it's huge. These kids are amazing at it. We've learned, I myself more, you know, because my kids are young, not necessarily going through some of the things that your kids are going through. But us tapping in and getting, you know, locked in with the Hope Squad, bro, that's been huge for me, for just revealing some things that I never thought I would have said to some people, right? Like,
well,
some of the admissions connections I made in that circle in a school mm-hmm. with kids. You know, parents were there obviously too, yeah. but with children, you know, you realize, wow, this stems back from a very long time ago for me, and I don't know about for y'all.
Well, they invited us to come talk to the kids who were in the Hope Squad at the school at Wilson Elementary in West Dallas, because Mrs. Howard started this program
right.
to train kids to help their peers when they see something and
say
if they're
something.
Going through mental
help
health or
out.
Suicide,
yep.
you know, attempts that you're supposed to say something, mm-hmm. right? So she had
Even
us come
the ideation,
talk.
Right.
But I could tell that was the first, well, suicidal ideation to me is the same as thoughts of like wanting to
An
do
attempt,
it.
Yeah.
Because I've had attempts, but I never really wanted to die. I wanted help.
Help. And
but
didn't know
I,
how to
I
manifest
knew that,
that
I couldn't get out and I couldn't cope anymore, but I didn't know what to do. And that I
that
feel
part.
Like sends a lot of people over the edge
that
when
part.
You can't get out of that place,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, I know I have kids, I can't die, so
I gotta
get help.
I can't give
this
up,
sucks,
but I can't keep going.
And these are just flat out real
yeah.
thoughts, you
yeah.
know?
No,
and
I
I'm very
you.
Open about that. So I was glad I took Owen and Hudson because, you know, a lot of people talk about kids' mental health days.
Yeah.
And you asked me how I felt about these, DZ, and I support them once in a while because your brain is just like your body and we end up getting up or being tired or overwhelmed or whatever, having anxiety
sure.
and nobody talks about it. We just send them to school. There's no, you
well,
know,
and
hey,
as
do you
kids,
need a day?
Right. Do you need a day? And as kids, I will say right now we're in a mode where I don't necessarily think our kids are having mental health issues. I might mean my kids are my 2-year-old Danny, my 4-year-old Sammy. Don't think they're necessarily there yet. We see them stressed through going, you know, oh, my toy broke.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's not necessarily real life stress. So right
yeah.
now, I don't think mental health days are a thing in our household.
Definitely not.
But I was overhearing my nephew talk with my sister-in-law,
mm-hmm.
right? And going, oh, you know, maybe I'll take a mental health day tomorrow
yep.
from school. And my neck whipped over and said, what?
That's not a thing.
And of course
Should
it is
be,
a
though.
Thing. It is a thing. And they've been letting them take some mental health days. And some schools are implementing the allowance mm-hmm. for mental health days. Because just like you're sick, when your mind ain't right, you ain't ready mm-hmm. and fit to be
yeah.
at school. I had a moment,
oh,
though.
Yeah.
I had a moment where I looked in his eyes and I could tell he was saying it with this like hint of it was a mental health day.
So it was a fake one or a real one?
A Ferris Bueller type mental health day. And
fine.
I was going, see, and this is where the problem starts. Because
mm-hmm.
then you could say, oh, I'm going to take a mental health day
yeah.
any day of the week just
well,
because
sure.
you're avoiding something.
I know what I was going to say about you, DZ.
What?
That when we went to Wilson Elementary, because I got sidetracked, when we went to Wilson Elementary and talked to the Hope Squad and you shared your personal stuff, that was also the first time, might have been the first time you were really in a safe space like that. Like, I've been a part, I don't know how I've ended up in so many safe spaces, but I've done a lot of group therapy
yeah.
where you can share everything.
Yeah.
I've done single therapy. I was in Lifesavers, which is similar to the Hope Squad in high school where they put you in a room and, you know, encourage you to talk about mental health. So I feel like that was your first experience with a really safe space like that. And the more we get people around those spaces, the more people are going to share, release, let go, realize maybe they have trauma they didn't know, maybe realize they don't have trauma. I don't know. You
well,
know what I'm saying?
Understand that, you know, the world isn't going to judge you for what
yeah.
you've gone through, what you've done or what you've had happen
mm-hmm.
or what, you know, what life
that's
circumstance has thrown at you. And that's a big fear for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a huge fear for me, and you're 1,000,000% correct.
Well,
I have never been in that safe space with a collection of people that just get it.
I didn't
right?
realize that so many people think mental health has nothing to do with them until recently. I thought everybody at least understood that we have feelings and thoughts. That's our mental health. That's how we take care of ourselves. It's how healthy are you, really? Just like your physical body. How healthy is your physical body? Do you go to the gym? Maybe, maybe
right,
not.
Maybe not.
Do
yeah.
you go to a therapist and work out your mind?
Maybe,
maybe,
maybe
not.
Right.
You know what I mean? But there is definitely a stigma when it comes to mental health. Absolutely. But, I mean, we got to talk about it more.
Well, and that's the thing. Now, I found myself in the crux of, are mental health days good for kids?
Because
mm-hmm. growing up, you know dang well
they
wouldn't know mental
but,
health. What?
But they also would have told us to shut up, stop crying,
correct.
And not express ourselves.
Correct.
And times are different
times
now.
Times are drastically different.
Do you know what I mean? So, oh, the person who said they never thought they'd have an encounter, they lost their sister to suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like talking to her about it. And I was like, I didn't realize you thought mental health didn't affect you. Because she said, I never thought I'd be in this club. And I'm like, oh, I didn't realize that you didn't didn't think that suicide could affect you, well, but it could affect all of us. When we, it absolutely
let's
can.
Let's just shape the perfect picture. You know, you've got a mom, dad, a white picket fence. You've got a great family, siblings that love you, dogs, pets. You've got a wonderful education, and you've never struggled in your life. That doesn't mean you don't go through mental health.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
It affects everybody.
And
yeah.
You can paint whatever picture of whatever that person is, looks like, does, or has experienced in their life, but they could still go through mental health.
Unless you've never been nervous, because that's anxiety. You've never been nervous?
You've never been mad? You've never been frustrated? You've never felt emotion? You've never watched Inside Out?
It's all mental health.
It's just a huge stigma.
Should we give kids mental health days, honestly? I think I would be okay with like one a year. The problem is
This is where my old schoolness goes. I don't know.
You gotta limit them.
It can't be unlimited mental health days because then everybody's taking a mental health day all the time, and it's crazy how it happens around midterms.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? That's called real life stress, and you gotta prepare for that. If you allow kids to take mental health days too far often and too close in between, you're gonna craft adults that aren't able to handle real life pressures and scenarios. Mm-hmm. And now we're gonna go, oh my goodness, I'm gonna miss this deadline. I'm gonna take a mental health day tomorrow. Yeah. We don't do that as adults.
No,
Sam.
We don't. Whoever texted in said we care more about when famous people die than one of our own high school peoples who commit suicide. Well, some of that's because, and I'm learning more about this in the mental health space. You can't really talk about minors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a law.
True.
And there's a reason that you can't go some... What are you going to say about a child? It happens all the time with children, but it's not... This is not an adult. So...
No.
Keep your mouth shut about the child unless you know about. That's why we're not talking. We should talk about the suicide, not necessarily. I know that's a tough one, but
I mean, the question is though: should we be giving kids mental health days, and at what age, realistically? Because 4K, I don't think you got mental health days that you need to use.
You might be stressed and need a nice talk
and a hug.
What are you feeling?
Yeah.
Are you sad? Are you mad? But no, not at 4.
You don't need to call it a day and go home halfway through because you're a little stressed, Poppy. You can go ahead.
Fair enough. All right, we're gonna talk to you guys next. Should kids have mental health days? Yes, we still have tickets to go to Cirque du Soleil. Twas the Night. It's a Christmas-themed Cirque du Soleil in November. We're sending you, but hold on.
I want to go.
Well, good thing. We know a guy.
I know a couple guys.
Or women. Let's go to Lindsay in Franksville, because we were just talking about mental health days. Should kids be taking mental health days? Hey, Lindsay.
Oh, let me get this. I almost forgot about her theme song.
I got all excited. My bad. Now we can... better. Lindsay.
It's been so long.
It's been a while. Try a little dusty. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Lindsay, how do you feel about kids getting mental health days?
I mean, I'm with DZ. It's kind of a touchy. You want to make sure they're not shaking, but all three of our kids are in therapy, and they know that if you need a day and you are just having these big feelings, that you are more than welcome to come to any three of the parents and say, hey, I just need a day, because they have big emotions like we do, and our kids are very good at school. And actually, we tell their teachers, please stress them out now. Make it hard for them because it's too easy, and we want them to figure out how to overcome challenges now rather than high school, college, and adulthood.
Later, well, that's the thing. Like, we're screwed. A lot of us are screwed up because we weren't taught those skills as a kid.
Correct.
So when I send my kids to therapy just because, I'm like, they're going to learn those skills I don't have.
I think it's big. I think that's important.
It's huge,
How many mental health days do you feel like the kids take, you know, in a year or a month if you just, you know, knock it down?
I mean, I think the big two have maybe taken just a handful. I can probably count on one hand on how many they needed to. Little man, he really hasn't had many because he normally gets sick days.
Little man gets same thing.
Well, and you know what's interesting, you guys? The other day, I have this issue where Hudson will text me at 10:30 at night when his phone is disconnected and tell me he has anxiety about the next day. So he waits until his phone's cut off, and then he texts me, Mom, I'm stressed out about my math test. So I actually...
Well, you ain't do no math!
Thank you! This is where we're...
You was on your phone!
Thank you!
You stressed because now you don't got the internet to keep you distracted,
thank
and now you're
you.
Thinking about everything you got, Poppy. That's part of the problem.
So, when I saw him, I go, dude, how are you going to tell me the night before you're worried about your math test? Like, there's nothing I can do at that point because I have to get up and go to work. He goes,
and now I'm stressed as
your
parent.
You know what he says? You could have said something encouraging. Me! Wow. After you didn't do the work?
Be I was
to bed. And that's my encouragement. Go to bed.
And that's why I need a mental health day. Okay, see, girl? And this is what we're talking about with kids, man. Unbelievable. All right, thanks for calling, Lindsay, and sharing.
Yes, have a good one, guys.
Talking openly.
We should be talking openly. Paige from South Milwaukee said, I absolutely feel that kids should have mental health days. They are people and have emotions just like us. They can also be going through a lot from time to time.
I agree 100%.
And hormones, especially if you get in teens.
Without the communication, it could be taken advantage of. And, you know, I'm curious to know, if your child does say, hey, I need a mental health day, who involved gets to go, yes, this counts, right? Because you can't just let the kid say, I need a mental health day, cool. No, if you need a mental health day, we need to talk about it. We need to sit down. And before we decide whether this is worth that mental health day,
right,
we are going to understand what's going on so we can make a better decision for you.
Correct. I think
that's just part of the parenting, ain't
correct.
It?
Absolutely. Having conversations with your kids, for sure.
If we peel back the layers.
So you don't find out they have a test the next day at
10:30. It's because you got a math test the next day. Yeah, you're stressed.
You know what?
I'm stressed too. Yeah.
They're stressed because they didn't prepare.
Exactly.
And that's not a mental health day worry.
For real, though.
You're stressed because you didn't prepare. But if you are prepared and you're still freaking out, well, then we'll talk.
Then we'll talk.
You know what I mean?
Then we'll talk. Then we can hit the teacher. Then we can say maybe extend the time or something. Whatever. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right. Well, thanks for talking mental health with us today. We are going to give away these tickets now, finally, to Cirque du Soleil, 414-533-1037. Coming to the Miller High Life Theater, your chance to win 4 tickets to Cirque du Soleil. It's Twas the Night with Cirque du Soleil. We're already talking Christmas.
Hey, I'm here for it.
The show's on November 29th, 414-533-1037. I'll take caller 29.
Let's get it.
Okay. Guess what, DZ?
Chicken butt. And not hitting buttons.
We start talking and our mics were weren't on.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Anyway,
my bad.
My sister just texted me and said in California, where she lives, kids can now take mental health days.
Really?
Of course, they're ahead of the curve. What's new?
I was seeing places doing it. Yeah.
My sister is a principal in California, and she was listening on the Odyssey app, and she's an elementary school principal. And so she texted and said, now in California, we were just talking about kids taking mental health days. Mm-hmm. She said, they can now do that in California. I'm like, that's cool. Well,
start coming east to west.
Right? Very nice. So we have to talk about something really big going on at Kiss FM.
Yeah, this is huge.
This is huge.
This is huge.
And we haven't even really broken the wall. Like, we're on a reality show. What do they call it? The fourth wall?
Yeah, yeah. I was like,
what? And talked about it. But
I'm thinking of walls because I just...
I know. No, forget it. No. So there's a reason I brought this bicycle in, DZ.
Yeah, we've got a bike in the studio and mm-hmm. I can't ride it.
Nobody can because the wheels are flat and we need air in them. But it used to belong to Owen, then it belonged to Hudson, and it's still in good shape.
Yeah, and also a good bike.
I'm donating it because we are having a bike drive here at Kiss FM. We were trying to come up with an idea of like, what can we do to give back,
yes,
right?
Correct.
And we have a lot of things going on. We're obviously involved in many charitable events as the year goes on.
Period, yes.
But they kind of said, well, what can we do this year? And we're like, let's do a bike drive. Let's get bikes for kids because so many kids don't have bikes or even know how to ride them anymore.
And health is a big thing that everybody could attach to, but not everybody can go to the gym. Right. Everybody could ride a bike for
everybody.
The most part.
And it's really good for you. And you should have that ability to ride a bike because let me tell you something. Bikes are expensive.
They are.
I just went to like Walmart, Target, and maybe one other place looking for bikes for my children. And I was like, whoa, yeah. Dude, 200 a pop? And as they're growing, that becomes
more
200 every
more.
Year. And you're like, what is going on, man?
Well, so you got big kids.
And I have big kids.
They need mountain bikes. Some of these kids ain't going to ride that old Mongoose or Huffy. You know what I'm saying?
Owen could totally ride an adult bike. So
sure.
We're going to be collecting your bikes on, ironically, Owen's birthday, October 25th.
It is his birthday.
It's a Saturday.
That's cool.
I'm not going to make him come if he doesn't want to come, but he may. But Saturday, October 25th. So it's only
9 to 1.
3 weeks from, it's actually 2 weeks from Saturday.
Boy.
Oh my gosh, we're already October 7th.
Hey, but here's the thing. We need everybody to show up and show out. We're mm-hmm. going to be at 2201. Mm-hmm.
We're technically be at the Pick
Brewers
and Save.
Boulevard.
We're going to be at the Pick and Save on Miller Parkway, yeah. Which is now called Brewers Boulevard.
Yeah, the Pick and Save by the stadium.
It's
literally.
Such a good central location, and you're going to be able to come drop off your bikes from 9 to 1 that day, and we're going to be collecting them, and just, we cannot wait.
If you search Pick and Save 2201, that's the one we're going to be at on October 25th, 9 to 1, 9 a.m.
to 1 p.m. collecting bikes. So I guess basically we just want you to know that if you're cleaning out your garage or you're getting rid of things, then save them because 2 weeks from Saturday, you can come donate your bikes at Pick and Save on Miller Parkway. And honestly, I can't wait to see all of the people that are going to get these bikes. We're going to have somebody come on from, because Bikes for Kids Wisconsin is benefiting from this.
Correct, yes.
So we're going to have somebody from Bikes for Kids Wisconsin on. We're mm-hmm. going to talk about who's going to get these bikes, why it's important to do a bike drive,
all that.
And who all we're going to be helping.
Yes.
Because some of you have 6 bikes in your garage. Well, that's nice. Can you donate 3?
You got 6 bikes and 2 people in the house. Like, what are y'all doing? Them kids ain't riding. Your kids are not coming back for those bikes.
They stack up, and then you either donate them, sell them, or toss them.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Why don't you donate the bikes
yes.
so that you know we can help these kids and adults get bikes?
And you know how we just redid our roof?
Yeah.
We've got a dumpster at the house right now, mm-hmm. and a few neighbors have come by and been like, hey, you guys mind if we do this? I've been spreading the word. I've been saying, yeah, throw what you need. Only
keep
the
bike.
Don't tell nobody else, but if you guys are getting rid of any bikes, let mm-hmm. us know. Because as we're walking through our house, mm-hmm. tossing stuff in the dumpster, we're collecting toys, random nonsense that we don't need,
yeah.
stuff that we wouldn't otherwise toss away, and we're looking to donate. Guess who's bringing 4 bikes that our kids will never ride again?
Do you have 4 bikes?
I've got 4 bikes that our kids...
Oh, now I gotta find 4 bikes to donate.
They've outgrown them, and they're little machines that are gonna be perfect for somebody's little mm-hmm. youngin' that doesn't know how to ride a bike, mm-hmm. but the little easy striders, come on, man. Both of our boys have outgrown them. Perfectly good condition that will be donated.
Well, this bike's up. There's going to be more bikes, and we're going to take them. And they even have, we got a metal scrapper there.
Yes.
This guy, Nick, is going to come help us out, and he's going to take the ones they can't basically donate or that aren't rideable and figure out how to properly dispose of them. So not only are we collecting bikes for kids and adults, but we're also going to be getting rid of the ones we can't use properly for the environment. So I'm quite proud of us that we're doing this bike drive 2 weeks from Saturday. Let's Let's go, dude.
I got some hidden talents, Allie, that I hadn't spoken on.
Yeah.
I'm pretty handy with a bike.
What do you mean?
I can change inner tube tires.
What?
I can help, you know, if chains are off, I could put the chain back on.
Really?
I'll bring my tools and I will be on. Because if we could repair bikes, if you think, oh, maybe this bike isn't good to, don't bring it. Bring
have
it.
Have you ever heard the
don't
Owen,
doubt it. Bring
have you ever
it.
Heard the Owen story? When Owen was little, he's now about to turn, he's turning 14 on the day of our bike drive on the 25th.
Right.
This is crazy. Owen, no matter how many bikes I would bring into the house, so I would get him at yard sales or rummage sales. I'd get him really cheap from friends when they were little.
Yep.
And Owen, I'll never forget, for like the from the ages of like 6 to 9, he would just take them apart. He never rode them.
He never rode. He just.
And every day I'd be like, you're going to be an engineer. Yeah.
This was me.
Oh, sorry, you're not an engineer, but you're close enough.
No, I'm not. But at one point I thought, because I'd be sitting there. Like Owen, you take them apart. I wanted to know how things worked.
I said that Owen is the same way. And I said to Owen, I was like, you know, you're not writing it, but at least you're interested in how things are put together. And I've told him more than once. I'm like, that's going to help you later. So we had to force him to learn how to ride a bike at like 9 or 10, because he had spent so many years just in the garage taking them apart like he was a mechanic. And it was the cutest thing ever.
At least he knew how to fix it.
He sure did.
He took his sweet time and it paid off.
That kid is something else. So anyway, save your bikes and then bring them out to our bike drive on October 25th, 2 weeks from Saturday, at the Pick and Save right by the stadium by Miller Parkway, Brewers Boulevard, whatever you're calling it.
And if you don't think you're going to make it, you better let us know. We're going to figure out how to get
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
All these bikes. I want to say it out loud.
I'll come get it.
I want to say it out loud.
What?
Our goal is to raise and donate
1,037 bikes. 1,037 bikes.
We need 1,036 now because of mine.
Well, technically. Well,
and 1,032 after DZ's.
1,037 total. It's 103.7 mm-hmm. Kiss FM's Bike Drive for Kids. This. 1,037 bikes. We could do this, y'all.
I think we can do this.
We could do this.
We can do this. So, all right.
We just need you.
Get the bikes ready. I don't even care if you dust them off. Just bring them out on the 25th.
Leave the dust. Leave the dust. Bring the bike. That's what's important. Bring the bike.
And if you need more info, 1037kissfm.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.